Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video and podcast, Success, Time, and Momentum, or Slow Down to Move Fast. My second video about the compound effect, where I revealed another master key of success, which is becoming a master of time and making time and momentum your friend by consistently and persistently doing little success rituals every day to build the compounding effect of momentum over time to ensure your inevitable success. So enjoy my video and podcast, Success, Time, and Momentum, Slow Down to Move Fast. Hi, my name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business to unlimited heights of success. Come check out my amazing array of supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator at zakarin.com. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Success, time, and momentum. Slow down to move fast. Compound Effect 2. In my video and podcast, The Compound Effect, I talked about the master key of success of doing little things every day towards your success. Little things that seem insignificant in the short term, but which over time add up to a mountain of success. You can read about this master key of success in The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, and The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And the key ingredient behind this slight edge principle of success is time. In today's fast food, fast money age, people have been trained like drug addicts into a state of instant gratification. But this is a pattern of failure, not success, because there's no such thing as a get-rich-quick scheme. There's no such thing as a get-become-successful overnight scheme. And people who do get rich quickly will lose typically that money as quickly as it came, because they are not ready for it vibrationally. If you have a poor mind but get rich, your poor mind will waste that money and put you in more debt than before you became rich. For instance, first time I inherited a little bit of money when my grandmother died, I got this idea I would invest the money to try to make me some more money. I got involved with some friends in real estate, buying and selling foreclosure properties. They ripped me off. I lost all the money because I didn't have the success mindset. I didn't have a business mindset yet. So the master key of success is not, what kind of deal can I come up with to get rich tomorrow? So for instance, in my case, what kind of deal can I throw a lot of money at that will make me rich? And this is what I did, stupidly. Instead, the master key of success is, what little things can I do on a daily basis that will, when added up over time, will ensure my success and wealth? The classic story is, and it's in The Slight Edge, the man is about to die, the father's about to die, he's got two sons. He gives them a choice. He's got lots of money, obviously. Gives them a choice. I'll give you $1 million right now. You can do whatever you want with that, invest it to make lots of money, or I'll pay you in trust, one penny that doubles every single day. Your choice. One son takes $1 million. He does the same thing I did. He tries to invest it. He loses it all. The other guy, the other son, takes the penny option. Because, of course, with compound interest, with compounding effort, that penny doubling every day in no time at all, he's not only a millionaire, but then he's a 2x millionaire, then he's a 5x millionaire, then a 10x millionaire, etc. I hope you get my point. The key element with the compounding effect is time. Of course, time is not your friend if you're inconsistent and don't do those success habits every day. But if you do engage consistently and persistently in success habits on a daily basis, then time will be your friend, not your enemy. most people have an adversarial relationship with time because most people have not used time to their advantage. Instead of doing daily success habits that over time ensure their success, wealth, and health, they instead have used time against themselves by wasting this priceless resource by doing nothing on a daily basis to ensure their success, wealth, and health, and so they end up in debt and unhappy. Even classical employment tends to have a fast money mentality associated with it. I'll just trade hours for dollars. I'll give you an hour's pay, I'll get paid an hour, and if they don't pay me, well, blah, blah, blah. But that gets you nowhere fast, and before too long, you realize that you are no better off than you were 10 years ago, and you're probably in debt because you've spent above your means and haven't saved any money, and because you haven't saved any money, you haven't invested any money, and most importantly of all, you haven't invested in the most important and valuable resources you could ever imagine to invest in, and that is your own mind and mindset and training, success training, and of course, investing in doing daily success rituals. So, if you're not doing things on a daily basis towards your success, wealth, and health, then time is going to be your enemy and age will be your enemy. But if you have big, audacious goals and dreams, then time becomes your friend, not your enemy. In fact, time is your best friend. And those people who do not understand this principle, who live their lives in desperation, will struggle to achieve their dreams because their focus is on the lack of their dreams, not the fulfillment of their dreams. This fast food, fast money mentality comes from the feeling that most people have and have grown up with and have been trained to believe that they're missing something in their life. And if I can just get this money or this food or this success or this person or this fame, then I'll feel better. I'll feel good about myself. I'll feel worthy, powerful, loved, and happy, etc. But this instant gratification mentality never works. This strategy of getting things instantly, instant gratification doesn't work because you're just using money and success and people, etc., like a drug. And this addiction can never be fulfilled. The gap that doesn't really exist can never be filled because there's nothing wrong with you. You're not missing anything. In fact, you have everything you need within you right now. And time will show you this fact if you do the daily habits of success, the daily rituals of success that over time will show you this fact that you have everything you need right now within you to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life. But you need time to show you that. You need to build up momentum over time to show you your unlimited power to create whatever you want in your life. It's like trying to push a car when it's sitting dead still. It takes a huge amount of effort to get it to move even 1 inch. But as you keep pushing, it moves a little bit easier and a little bit easier, and then momentum starts working in your favor. And now, as the tires get rolling, you hardly have to push at all. And the car gets faster and faster. So life and success is the same way, but you have to enjoy the journey of building that momentum over time. You can't stop pushing, because if you stop pushing, the car will just stop because it doesn't have enough momentum yet. And you have to start all over again. Well, life is the same way. You've got to make time and momentum your friends, because without them, your success is literally impossible. But with your best mates, time and momentum working with you, anything is possible. And your success is absolutely inevitable. You can't stop pushing. If you stop pushing, you lose your momentum. And you've got to start all over again. If you stop doing the daily success rituals for a week, you've got to start again at ground zero on the 0 yard line. Classic example, how did the Grand Canyon become so massive and grand? Did it happen overnight? No, it began with a few raindrops, and then more raindrops, and then a big collection of raindrops for creating a stream, and then that stream got bigger into a big stream, and then a river, and then a big river, and then a flooded river, and it ran over and over and over again, and day in and day out for billions of years to carve out that majestic canyon. And you are that river, and you may believe that your time is limited, but when you make time your friend, you have infinity to do whatever you want. When you're enjoying every step of the journey, then it doesn't matter how long it takes to achieve your dreams, because the journey of getting there is so much fun. The destination is just the excuse to take the journey. The prize at the end is just the excuse to get the prizes along the way. That's why I love sailing so much, because when you go sailing, you pick a destination, and it may take a day to get there, or 24 hours to get there, or a week, or a month, or months to get there, but it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there, because you're enjoying every single moment of the journey. When I'm sailing, I'm enjoying every single moment of the journey. I'm enjoying every blissful, exciting moment of sailing on the ocean, and the wind, and the waves, and the dolphins, and the whales, the fish and the turtles and swimming and snorkeling and diving. I don't care how long it takes. And I want the journey to last forever. And when you're sailing, you don't even go in a straight line. You got to zigzag and go and enjoy the wind, play with the wind, make the wind your friend. Life is just the same way. So you got to make time your friend and let go of your beliefs that you have a limited amount of time. And you will have as much time then as you need for whatever you want in your life. Make time your friend, because not only are you an immortal spirit who never dies, but disregarding that fact and just paying attention to this lifetime, you have the power to create anything. So that means you can even create more time. You've already experienced this phenomena in those times in your life when you're having fun and then an hour seemed like 10. Or 10 seemed like 1 because you were having so much fun. When you're not thinking negatively about time, if you're not thinking that you have a lack of time, then you will have as much time as you need to accomplish whatever you desire to be, do, and have in your life. Be a time lord and make time your friend. And be that river that can move a million tons of solid rock because you're having fun on the journey, but you're not moving that million tons of rock overnight. You're moving it one pebble at a time. So have fun on the journey, and you won't need patience. Have fun every step of the journey as you move every pebble with your gentle power and your daily success rituals and appreciating the prizes along the way. So slow down to move fast. And when you master the art of slowing down to speed up, at some point, you're going to hit the tipping point. This is another great book to read, by the way, where momentum is now working for you, and time and momentum are your best friends. And people will call you an overnight sensation, and you will chuckle under your breath because you know that there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. And you only became this, quote, overnight sensation, unquote, by doing the daily habits of success that built up over time and compounded into a powerful momentum of success that helped you carve out the Grand Canyon that is your magical, abundant, rich, fun, adventurous, fulfilling, happy, healthy, and wealthy life. Now, Immortal Time Lord, that's you. If you'd like to become a master of time and get time and momentum working in your favor to build a life for yourself where you have the wealth, abundance, joy, and freedom you desire to have in your life, then I would like to help you achieve those dreams by offering you a free session, a free success mindset coaching session to help you enjoy every step of the journey and help you become the empowered creator of reality that you truly are. Go to freesession.info, that's freesession.info, and book your first success mindset mastery session on my calendar. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to playing with you. I look forward to working with you. And I look forward to supporting you to make your dreams come true. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And if you got something from it, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, and coaching and support that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website, SaKyron.com, and go get yourself a free copy of my book, free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is SaKyron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business to unlimited heights of success. And I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!